It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEX. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
And welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Well, we're getting set for round one, the quarterfinals of the Heart of America Athletic Conference 25-26 postseason women's basketball tournament tonight. The number two Benedictine Lady Ravens play host to Missouri Baptist. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph producing and engineering back at the K-Radio Sports Studios, Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is great to have you along here this evening as Benedictine comes home and looks to defend their title from the postseason tournament of last year. Public address announcer guy, he's introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me do it for you. First of all, for Missouri Baptist, under head coach Taylor Jacobson, Lady Spartans come into the game at 13-13. And they're going to be starting Paula Pazile. She is a 5'6" senior guard from Latvia. Abigail Williams is a 5'10" senior guard from Godfrey, Illinois. Out of Springfield, Illinois, at 5'9", it'll be junior Madison Duran. Riley Jansen is a 5'9" senior from Bartlesville, Illinois. And out of Winston, Missouri, at 6-foot-tall, it is Jenna Flymail. For the Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom, assistant coach Andy Connolly. Lady Ravens are going to be starting the five you've grown accustomed to seeing out here with Riley Brueggemann, a 5'8" junior from Lenexa. Out of Corning, Kansas, at 5'7", the freshman Owen Dieters. Michaela Bauman, she's from Blair, Nebraska, a 5'8" senior. And then from Adel, Iowa, Kelly Stork, Nicole Stork. Kelly's a freshman at 6'1". Nicole, a junior, at 5'11". Well, these two teams have already played but one time this year and played it right here in the Nolan Gymnasium way back on the 13th of December. Yikes, that feels like it's so long ago. And the Lady Ravens winning that one 75-48. In that ballgame, Benedictine's led as they have been pretty much all season by Riley Brueggemann with 20. Owen Dieter 16, 13 for Michaela Bauman. But the Lady Ravens have done something this season that they have never, ever done before. They finished the regular season with four players averaging in double figures. Riley Brueggemann at 17.5, Nicole Stork at 11.3, Kelly Stork at 10.6, Owen Dieters at 10.0. Since 03-04, the Ravens have not finished the season with more than three players averaging double-figure scoring. That said, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes to the center circle. We've got a crew here tonight with whom I am completely unfamiliar, and the ball has got to be taken away by Missouri Baptist. We're underway. There is no Raven regimen tonight. So I guess I can whistle a few tunes during the break. We'll see. Baptist with a basketball, come to the top. They'll go three, miss that shot, and rebound pulled down by Kelly, and she gets fouled. First foul of the ball game is going to be on Madison Doran. And we are only 20 seconds into the game, and Missouri Baptist is going to press on the inbound. It'll come into Dieters, bring it back to Nicole. Out on top, it'll go to Ruggeman, and the Ravens will bring into the forecourt. Dieters, it's a baseline. Can't get a handle on the ball. It's going to get away and go out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. So each team with a possession, no one with any points on the board quite yet. Four games going on around the conference, all of them starting right now in Benedictine. Should they win this one, we'll play the winner of Grandview Peru State on Saturday. That game happening right now in Des Moines. The shot goes up from underneath. We get a whistle, and we're going to have a Raven foul. Hear that racket in the background? Tell you, that's something that I like to see. We're going to get a foul here on Michaela Bauman. Tell you what I like to see. About, I don't know, 75 or 80 football guys down here in very much like summer apparel with lots of the flowered shirts going on and shorts. And the first free throw is going to be up and good. And Jenna Plymail from Missouri Baptist will have the first point of the game. Second free throw, she'll get them both. And Missouri Baptist is broken out on top with 9:12 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0, Spartan. Benedictine will come into the forecourt. But damn, this Missouri Baptist pressure causing the Ravens a little trouble. Here's a feed to the right. Here's Bergman. It's three. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Michaela. And BC's going to keep it alive. Owen Dieters pivoting with the left foot. Comes it over to the left edge. Elbow. He'll feed it above the block to Kelly on the 4-1 time. Kicks it back into the corner. The three. Launched and hit Michaela. Ravens in front. 3-2. Michaela Bauman knocking down the first point for Benedictine. A three on the other end is going to be off the mark. And a rebound. Rich three by Missouri Baptist. The follow shot will miss. Rebound tipped out. Bergman is going to secure it. Race it up the floor. Ryder will take it down the left side across the way. Stop out on top. Pivot with the left foot. Nearly drags it, but no travel. Back out on top. Bauman. Head fakes the defender. Doesn't get her to lose. Comes back over to the right side. Dieter. She's in front of the Spartan bench. She'll accelerate, go to the baseline, back into the lane, twist, turn, off the win, a count at Dieters. 5-2, Benedictine. And we are at 8 minutes to go in quarter one. Missouri Baptist will run it into the forecourt. Ball comes way up topside, handled by Williams. Ravens in their player defense. They'll switch off. The shot is three. It's up and in. It's good. Long range shot knocked down by Abigail Williams. And we are tied at five. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine over to the left side. That one accelerates. Feeds into the lane for Kelly. She goes up. Shot blocked. There's a foul. Coming short. Coming to the free throw line. The whistle's on Missouri Baptist. Abigail Williams. And at the stripe for Benedictine, where they get the freshman, Nicole, or rather Kelly Stewart. Kelly is a 70.7% free throw shooter. 65 of 92 on the season. The shot, boom. Kelly collects her first point of the game. Last meeting between these two teams, Kelly only 5 points. Second free throw, short. Rebound, Missouri Baptist. So Benedictine up one. As a rebound is going to be pulled down by Jansen. Missouri Baptist will race into the forecourt. Plymail turns, shoots, and knocks down a two. Jenna Plymail has four, and Ravens trail by one at 7-6. Bergman will square up. Launch a three. The rim's off no good. Kelly with a rebound. Crosses over. Misses the follow shot. And a rebound pulled down by Durant. Here comes Missouri Baptist. Spartans playing well early in the game. Skip pass down to the outside of the right block. And we're going to have a foul. No, they're going to just say the ball got kicked. So no foul. The ball is kicked. And it'll come in bounds. Missouri Baptist will have Fazule bring it in. Rotates it out on top to Williams. Shot clock at 19. Here's a three. It's wide to the left side. And Ravens are going to have the ball back off an offensive illegal screen set by Plymail. That is the third Missouri Baptist foul. Benedictine has committed one. 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball in the heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA, the first round of the postseason conference tournament. The feed to the left side, Bauman goes and hits another one. The second three of the game for the Ravens senior, Michaela Bauman. She'll put her team up 9-7 with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. Here's a shot from in the lane. It's going to be deflected and saved down to the baseline. Here comes Bergman. Riley will race down the floor, run it over to the left side. Kick it toward the baseline. Back out to Riley. Kick it to the baseline. Can she get three? Yes! The third three for Michaela. Bauman is red hot coming out of the game. And 4 minutes into the game, the Lady Ravens go up five. It's 12-7 Benedictine. BC will stick with the player defense. The ball swings over to the right side to Jansen. She'll feed it off on top. They'll start toward the baseline. Nothing there. Raven defense playing extremely well. The lob into the left corner. Puzzle will go three and drain it. Nice long range shot by Paula. And it is 12-10. 5.5 to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter of college basketball. The feed over to the left side. Michaela will cross over underneath. Bounce it for Kelly in traffic. She never saw that ball coming. And the defender's going to step in front of it, get a hand of the ball. And it's going to be taken away by Duran. Back up with it will come to Spartans. Now the ball knocked away. It's going to be out of bounds. Benedictine is going to make one and two and now three substitutions into the lineup. Checking in for Benedictine. You're going to get Hattie Grooms, the 5'8 sophomore from Frankfort. Kyla Fitzgerald, the 5'10 senior from Australia. And also into the game, Diana Moser. Moser's from Brazil, a senior at 5'7. Missouri Baptist with the basketball, treading it by two. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. From the right side of the lane, backing in, right-hand turn shot, up to it, but no good. Rebound is going to be wrenched free from Nicole. Here she comes. Gets it over to Brueggemann. Riley into the forecourt. Jumps into the right side. Hattie, she'll go three. And nails it! Hattie Gross for three. It's 15-10, and for the second time, Benedictine with a five-point lead. We're at 4:45 to go in quarter number one. Missouri Baptist. Puzzle will go over to the right side of the free throw line to Jansen. So drop a shoulder, drive down toward the block. No room there. Comes out on top. NBA three. Way short. Rebounding it down is going to be Moser. Skip pass into the forecourt. Coming down the floor is going to be Hattie. Out on top, Diana. Kyla with it above the circle. Ravens are working around to the left side. Brueggemann. Oddly enough, no points yet in the game. This shot is up and too long. Rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be Missouri Baptist basketball. And that is going to bring us to a media break. We're taking a time out on the floor. What a game we've got going on here in this postseason contest. 4:14 to play in the opening quarter, where it's the Lady Ravens of Benedictine 15, Missouri Baptist 10.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
With 4 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the opening quarter, the Lady Ravens have a five-point lead, 15-10 here at home against Missouri Baptist, who's traveled all the way across the Show Me State from St. Louis for this game here this evening. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph at the studio, Tom Calcity here courtside, and Benedictine. They have come out of the gates, and they are playing well. They're shooting well, 56% from the floor, 57% from three. For Benedictine, Missouri Baptist is 3 of 9 and 2 of 5 from outside. Here come the Spartans into the forecourt, out of the timeout, a travel no whistle. The crowd didn't like it. The feed will go over to the left elbow. Ravens are going to switch on the defense. They'll bring it back over to the left side. Puzulay with it on top, goes back door, left block, turning to the right, twisting, spinning, no shot available. Back out on top. Shot clock to 9. 17 footers off the mark, no good. Moser will rebound it down. Lady Ravens will run into the forecourt. Moser brings it all the way up the floor herself, takes it down the right side, stops in front of the Spartan bench. Kicked it to the left side. Here's Natty. She'll go baseline. Her shot is up and deflected. She's knocked to the floor and been fouled. Wait, let's fix. They're going to call an offensive foul on Hattie. She drove into the lane. In the collision, I thought certainly that was a blocking foul, but the official says no. Hattie will pick up her first foul, and Benedictine will have team foul two. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Spartans in a basketball. Ponzelay will come across the midcourt line, and the Ravens are going to reach in. Trying to decide, are they calling a foul here? They're just going to say it was knocked away and out of bounds, and that's going to be the case. So it'll be Spartan basketball. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine leading at 15-10. Left side with it is going to be Jansen. Missouri Baptist with the basketball. Over to the right. The wide open three. Rainbow shot. No. Rebound. Dieters had it. Has it ripped away from her. They're going to call a jump ball as Owen is flung to the floor. I mean, she got tangled up with Williams. Wow. Missouri Baptist has gone to the bench, and Madeline Eads will come into the game, a 5'5" junior from Poplar Bluff. Benedictine into the forecourt, skip pass over to the left, back out on top. They'll rotate it around to the right side. I'll tell you what Missouri Baptist has done. Oh, a beautiful pass underneath, and Moser shot. It's got to be blocked, saved by the Spartans. Missouri Baptist coming up the floor with it. Missouri Baptist has done a good job of taking Riley Brueggemann out of the game. Riley. Pulling up a little bench time. And now the ball's got to be stolen by Moser. She will drive lean, gets fouled from behind because somehow Paula Pozzolet just could not allow that runaway layup to happen. And she will pick up her first foul. It'll be Spartan team foul 4. So again, from their first meeting, Missouri Baptist knows they have to stop Riley Brueggemann. And so far, they have. Riley with no points in the game. Now Benedictine is going to take Nicole Stork out, bring Kelly in. So Kelly Stork's on the left side of the line. On the right side of the line for Benedictine, going to be Kyla Fitzgerald. In the backcourt, Owen Dieters and Hattie Gross. The first Moser free throw is not going to go in. Diana Moser looks for her first point of the game with the second free throw. Neither team has put anything on the board now. In just over 2 minutes, the second free throw is in. This is now the largest lead for Benedictine as they go up 6, 2:40 to play in the first quarter. BC pressure forces the ball into the forecourt with a long outlet pass. Orion Anderson has come into the game now for Missouri Baptist. She's a 5'7 senior from Holtsville, California. And here's a shot from underneath that misses. Point blank layup fails for Missouri Baptist. Benedictine, fast break, down the floor. Doesn't turn around, shot good. Give Dieters the assist. Give Fitzgerald two. 18-10 Benedictine. 2 minutes and 10 to go in the opening quarter. Quite a lot of points being scored. Here's a runner from the right side. It's up and good by Plymail. She has 6 of Missouri Baptist's 12 points. And now she's going to come up with a steal. Plymail doing a great job for Missouri Baptist, the 6-foot junior from Wentzville, Missouri. She averages only 5.5 points a game. Spartans with the basketball over to the right side. Hazelay brings it to the left. The 3 for Anderson. Got it. So Anderson knocks it down. And Missouri Baptist is right back to within a possession. At 1.5 to go in the opening quarter, Ravens by 3. Moser on top, Fitzgerald 3. Nope. Rebound, Kelly had it, couldn't control it down. Here comes Missouri Baptist with an opportunity to tie. 1:10 to go, opening quarter, and we're going to get a traveling violation right in front of the Benedictine bench. So Jenna Pymail stopped and then just kind of got her feet tangled up. And toppled over. She jumps right back up and is fine. with 1:05 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine putting the ball in play in the backcourt. Up the floor, Bergman back in the game. She'll take it down the left side. Skips it across the lane. The ball's going to be batted free and stolen. Here come the Spartans. Missouri Baptist coming into the game at 13-13, and teams like that are so dangerous. They come into a tournament like this against the number two team on the road with nothing to lose. Now the Ravens with the steal. Here comes Michaela. She'll drive, lean, turn, shoot, and score! Michaela Bauman in double figures has 11 in the opening quarter. 20-15, Benedictine. 35 seconds to go in the first. Spartans will bring it down. Now out on top to Anderson. She's working in front of Dieters. Goes to the right side. Twist, turn, spins. Did she travel? Yeah, of course she did. Not only did she alternate the pivot foot, but then she took a couple of steps after that as she was leaning in and trying to extend the arm and get some kind of a layup on its way. BC with a basketball. Shot clock is off. Likely the final possession of the opening quarter with the Ravens up 5. Here's Kelly with it. Gets it out on top to Kyla. Shot clock at 7. Drive it to the right side. Bergerman falls away and traffic's off the rim. Once, twice, three times. No. Rebound tipped out and it won't go in. And that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. But it's been a good one for the Lady Ravens. Timeout on the floor after one quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine 20. The Lady Spartans of Missouri Baptist 15.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Here in the Nola Gymnasium, a really good crowd. It is enthusiastic and having a good time. It nothing helps a home crowd have a good time more than their team being in front. Lady Ravens lead by 5 at the end of the opening quarter. Scoring recap for Missouri Baptist is Jenna Primale. She's the one who's pacing away. 6 points. 3 apiece in for Hazelay, Williams, and Anderson. And all three of those players have hit a single three-point shot. For Benedictine, it's Michaela Bauman. Wow, an opening quarter that the senior is going to remember. She has 11 in the first quarter, 3 threes and a driving layup off a steal. 3 in the opening quarter for Hattie Gross, 2 apiece. Kyla Fitzgerald and Owen Dieters, Kelly Stork, Diana Moser, each with 1. Here we go, second quarter underway. It'll be Spartan basketball, and we're back at it. Bergman, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork back out there for Coach Folsom. Who's the late Williams, Durant, Jansen, and Primale? As a turnaround shot, it's going to be up and good. Primale has 8. 20-17, Benedictine. Bergman over to the right side. Not only has Missouri Baptist shut out the Ravens' leading scorer, and here's Bergman. Now she's down the board with 3. Not only did the opening quarter they shut off Bergman, but they also shut off the Ravens' second leading scorer, Nicole Stork. Neither of them with anything in the opening quarter. But Bergman hits that 3, pushing the Raven lead to 23-17. Now, BC coming up with a steal. Bergman will bring it up the court for the Lady Ravens. She'll stop at the top. Green, another 3. And I am sure Coach Jacobson from Missouri Baptist is going to be telling her team, I've told you, you've got to have a hand in front of her and make it as hard as you can. Here's a pass over to the right side. It's going to be batted around. It's rolling around on the floor, and it will be Benedictine basketball, a foul on Missouri Baptist Jenna Primale. So Primale will collect her second foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. And at 8:50 to go in the half, Benedictine with the basketball now leading at 26-17. Back-to-back threes by Brueggemann. And here's a beat underneath. Kelly up and in for 2. Stork getting her third point of the game. And suddenly the Ravens have established a double-digit advantage. Up 28-17 with 8.5 to go in the first. and a big collision over on the right elbow. And we will have a foul on Kelly. Going to be the first foul of the ball game for Kelly Stewart. Benedictine's first second quarter foul. We've got a crew here. I mentioned at the onset of the ball game with whom I am unfamiliar. They're doing a nice job. They are up and down the floor and really, I think, doing very, very well. Here's a drive to the left side. The shot up off the window, but no. Rebound, Brookman, and as a collision beneath the goal occurs, we're going to have another foul on Missouri Baptist. This whistle is going to be on Jansen. Riley's first foul, Missouri Baptist second. Riley Jansen out of Bartelso, Illinois. And she is the team's leading scorer with 14, and yet she has nothing here tonight. Ravens with the ball, baseline three, nails it! Diana Moser, 31-17. Lady Ravens with 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Now, our opening half. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Brookman had it, lost it. Going to be taken back by Baptist. Here comes Ponzole. She'll drive it down. Feed it over into the left corner with an uncontested three. Misses. And a rebound is on the floor. It's going to get away. And the Ravens will have it back. Benedictine. At their most dangerous when they start running and the shots start falling and you get that defense of the opponent on his heels, and that's what is happening right now. Lady Ravens with a 31-17 lead. It is their largest advantage of the game, and they are on an 11-0 run right now. Here comes Bergman. It was 20-17 at the start of this quarter. Here comes Brueggemann over to the left. Out on top, Fitzgerald. Bauman to Moser. Plenty of time on the shot clock. The Ravens can be patient. Kelly, will, or rather Nicole will launch. Miss. Follow shot. Brueggemann doesn't get it to roll. And she's very frustrated with herself. She knew she had the shot, and it just spun away. Spartans back up court with the basketball with 7:17 to go in the first half. Spinning into the lane. A beautiful move and a driving shot. Misses. And a rebound out of bounds to Benedictine. Touch last by Jansen. BC in their home, whites with red. Missouri Baptist in navy with white. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Michaela looks to go back door and her pass for Tyler is going to be deflected out of bounds. BC will have it in front of the pit. And again, there is no Raven regimen tonight. That set of bleachers on the south end of the floor, packed with BC students. And these guys having a good time right now. Here's Brueggemann. Little head fake. Ball's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's on the floor. She rolls it back out of top. Saved by Moser. Shot clock at 10. Moser will drive into the lane. Miss a shot. Save it out on top. But they're going to say her foot out of bounds. Moser's was, and the Ravens will give it back. Full court pressure by the Benedictine defense at 6:40 to play in the half. 31-17, Benedictine in front. Women's college basketball here on CARE Radio this evening. Good to have you with us for this Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Tournament quarterfinal game. Around to the right side with it, stopping just inside the three-point ring. Twisting, turning, feeding into the lane. The shoulder drops, and the shot goes up. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Brueggemann. She'll kick it over to the left. Michaela, she's had the hot hand, but that one will come up a little bit short, and the long rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. Spartan basketball. Benedictine still with. Brueggemann, Fitzgerald, Moser, Bauman, and Nicole Stewart on the court. For Missouri Baptist, it'll be Puzzle, Williams, Eats, Jansen, and Primale. Inside six to go in the half, and Brueggemann just reaches up and pulls that ball out of the sky on the cross-court pass. With the steal, she'll bring it up the floor. The feed underneath, and the pass is going to be a little high and batted away by the Spartans down to the baseline. Ravens are going to have it back in play. Checking into the game for Missouri Baptist. Back in is going to be Madison Duran. And into the game for the first, back into the game for the first time in the second quarter, it'll be Andre Payne, the 5'7 junior from Warrenton, Missouri. Ravens have it in at their baseline, 21 on the shot clock. It'll come in. Mosier will go three. Rims out, no good. Rebound. Set away by Madison Doran. Very quickly into the forecourt. The ball will come to the free throw line. And back out on top. Cross court over to the left side is going to be Payne. Jansen with her back to the rim. Holds it at the free throw line. Now looks to the middle. Nothing inside. Brings it out on top. 3-point shot. No. Rebound, Spartans, and back out on top. That'll reset the offense. Payne with the basketball, and Audrey will drive it into the lane. Goes over to the right side. There's a big collision inside. We're going to get a blocking foul on Nicole Stork. So Nicole collects her first foul of the game. Benedictine will have it second in the second quarter. 5:05 to go in the half. 31-17. Neither team has put anything on the board now in a very long time. Over 3 minutes now since anyone has scored. Here's Missouri Baptist with it. Now, if you're the Spartans, you got to understand. That's a great job defensively, but if you're down 14, no one scoring is not helping you at all. You're going to have to get some points on the board. They'll back in, twist and turn, and horse up a shot that doesn't go in, but a Raven foul will bring 2 free throws to Missouri Baptist, and we're going to have back-to-back fouls by Nicole Stork. Kelly Stork will come in. Owen Dieters is going to come in, but we're first going to get a timeout on the court. Let's do it, Joseph. We're taking a break with 4:49 to go in the opening half of this women's college game. Benedictine 31, Missouri Baptist 17.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hundley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We've got 4:49 to go in the opening half of this women's game. 31-17, Ravens in front. And again, no one has scored since 8 minutes. A little over 8 minutes. So, now we are 3, almost a half minutes since anyone has put any points on the board, and we're almost 5 minutes since Missouri Baptist has scored, 4:52 since they scored. So, I don't know if that means the defenses are playing really well, if the offenses are not playing so high. I'm never sure just what that means. Missouri Baptist over the chance to break that skid at the free throw line, and they'll do it as the first shot is going to be up and good. Riley Jansen, this team's leading scorer, gets her first point of the game. She'll send up the second one and hit them both. Riley Jansen has 2. 31-19 Benedictine. 4:45 and counting to play in the first half. The Ravens will quickly get into the forecourt. We're going to reset that Lady Raven 5 as head coach Chad Folsom has rotated his players a little bit out of that timeout. You got Hattie Gross and Riley Brueggemann out there with Owen Dieters, Connor Fitzgerald, and Kelly Stewart. Shot clock at 6, shot clock at 5. Brueggemann will launch, and oh, I thought she hit that 3 and it spins out. Brueggemann's shot almost goes all the way down and then kicks back away. Here comes Missouri Baptist from the right corner. The 3 launched and hit. From deep in the right side, the first points of the ballgame for Andre Payne. And 5 consecutive for Missouri Baptist has them back to within 10. It is 31-22. 3:55 to go in the first half. Skip pass to Kelly. She's double-teamed on the right side of the lane. Has to bring it out on top. Goes to Gross. Hattie will drive across. Kick it to the baseline. sidestepping is Dieters. Out on top is Bergman. Squares up, goes three, doesn't get it. Rebound underneath, and Kelly has it knocked out of her hand, and she nearly got knocked into the stand. The foul on Missouri Baptist, Audrey Payne. Her first foul of the game, and Kelly Stewart coming back to the free throw line. Kelly is one of two at the line so far this evening and has 3 points. First shot here, rattles in. A game that I thought was going to have a phenomenally high scoring finish. Now it looks like it's probably not going to, as these two teams have really quit putting points on the board here in the second quarter. The second free throw, no good. Spartans coming down with the basketball. 32-22 Ravens. 3.5 to go in the first half. Missouri Baptist with the ball on the left side of the free throw line. They'll work it to the baseline. The driving shot, too strong. Rebound, Hattie Gross. Hattie coming up with the basketball out of Frankfort, Kansas, a 5'8 sophomore. She's got a lot of fans on in the stands here tonight. So start to the right, goes back to the left. There's a long three. Kyla from downtown. Kyla Fitzgerald with five. 35-22. 2:50 to go. And now the ball stolen by Dieters. Ravens with numbers. Back to the right. The running shot. Bergman! That was a transition that was absolutely beautiful to watch. Bergman has 8. 37-22. Lady Ravens right back up by 15. And on the other end of the court, we get a blocking foul, and I believe it's going to be on Kelly Stewart. Sure is. So both Kelly Stork and Nicole Stork have suffered two fouls each, and we've still got 2:35 to go in the first half. Paula Pauzelay is going to come back into the game, as is Jenna Plymail for Missouri Baptist. Benedictine is going to stick with Gross, Brueggemann, Dieters, Fitzgerald, and Stork. The inbound slapped away by Owen. She'll knock it out of bounds and into the Benedictine bench. It'll be inbounded by Duran. Crowd giving her a hard time. Brings it out on top to Eads. Ravens are going to get set to bring Grace Gibson into the game. Here's a pass over to the right side to Williams. She'll push it off on top. Gets it there to Duran. Crowd giving her all kinds of grief. Now the ball's going to be knocked away and stolen. Fitzgerald coming up with a steal. Outlets it to Dieters. She'll go into the forecourt and reaching in to steal it away. Plymail is going to pick up a foul. It will be her third, and I bet she comes right back out. I would suspect Missouri Baptist has not whipped their team's leading scorer out of the floor with three fouls. Still 2:14 to go in the first half, and out she comes. So right back in is going to come Jansen, and also back into the game is going to come Ariane Anderson. Oriana, 5'7", senior from Holtsville, California. And Coach Taylor Jacobson going to take a timeout. That's a good one. Let's do it. We're taking a break here on Atchison, Kansas. 2:14 to go in the first half of this women's college game. Benedict 37, Missouri Baptist 22.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
We'll be here in the Nolan Gymnasium in Benedictine, putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. Leading by 15, a little over 2 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a three-point shot. It'll come up short with a rebound by Hattie. Gross pulls it down, comes out on top to Kyla. That three won't go. Rebound tipped out this time, pulled down by Missouri Baptist. Hoseley will come up with the basketball. She'll bring it all the way down the floor, take it down the left side of the lane, feed it out on top, and will travel with it. Ravens are going to get it back in. Gross, Brueggemann, Dieters, Fitzgerald, and now Grace Dixon is your Benedictine five on the floor. Anderson with Puzzle, Williams, Duran, and Jansen for Missouri Baptist. 1:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictum with a 15-point lead in the ball, and Hattie will go three. It will roll up, no good, and a little contact. Grace Dixon is going to be called for a foul. That was almost just incidental contact, hardly any at all. Well, maybe a little. And what that is going to do, though, as it is team foul five, it's going to provide Missouri Baptist an opportunity to get some points on the board with no time coming off the clock. Akela Bauman is going to come in for Hattie Gross. And at the line for Missouri Baptist, it's going to be Abigail Williams. Abby steps up there, knocks it down. That is her first point of the second quarter. She hit a three-point shot early in the game. One more shot for Williams, and she'll knock them both down. Missouri Baptist, 6 of 6 at the free throw line in this ball game. It is 37-24. 1:25 to go in the first half. Here's a very long three for Kyla. Rims out and around and around and around and around, and it goes in. That was a globetrotter circus shot that just kept riding around the rim and riding around the rim like one of those motorcycles in the barrel that you used to see at the state fair. And it goes in, and the Ravens go up 40-24. It's the largest lead of the game. Here's a three from the left side. Knocking it down is Williams. It's 40-27. Ravens with the lead, and we are in the last minute of the opening half. Bergman will jump it over to the right side to Owen Dieters. Sidestep the defender. Little give and go. Here's Grace. It rolls away. Dixon can't get the rebound. Hauled back in. It's going to go out of bounds. 30 on the shot clock. 32 seconds to play in the first half. Benedictine is going to press a little bit on the inbound play. And Ariane Anderson will take the inbound pass. Skips it over to the right side. It will come into the forecourt with Punzalite. He'll kick it back to the right side to Duran. Top side, Anderson. Ravens doing a great job of denying. Here's a shot from the outside. The three was open and missed. And a rebound. Dieters is going to be called for a foul. As she turned to come up the floor, she just kind of runs over Ariane Anderson. So Dieters picked up the foul. And they will not think that the ball has changed possession, so it will put Missouri Baptist back at the free throw line. Again, a golden opportunity for the Spartans. The shot is up and good, and this team continues to be perfect at the line. Ariane Anderson picking up her fourth point of the game, and Missouri Baptist is down 7 of 7 shooting free throws. Second one, in and out. Rebound is on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. So for the Lady Ravens, they will need to go the length of the floor. 9 seconds left in the half. They lead 40-28. They got to hurry. Here's Bergman. 6 seconds. Bergman to the right side. Backed away. Sends one. Airborne. No. Rebound underneath, and that will take us to halftime. It's intermission here on the floor of the Nolan Gymnasium. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Intermission score, Benedictine 40, Missouri Baptist 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Score 40-28, Benedictine leading Missouri Baptist. The Lady Ravens have been, I think it's fair to say, very consistent. 20 points in the opening quarter, 20 more points in the second quarter for Missouri Baptist. 15 in the first, 13 in the second. So both things pretty consistent as the Lady Ravens continue to slowly extend and expand the lead. Let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for the visitors, Missouri Baptist is being led by Jenna Plymail and Abigail Williams, each with 8. 4 in the opening half for Ariane Anderson. 3 each for Paula Pazule and Audrey Payne. Next, sir. And the other 2 for Missouri Baptist belong to Riley Jansen. For the Lady Ravens, Michaela Bauman had 11 in the opening quarter. That is still good enough to stake her to the Benedictine scoring lead. 11 points for Michaela. 8 in the first half for Riley Brueggemann, scoring all of them in the second quarter. It was 5 points for Kyla Fitzgerald, 4 apiece, Kelly Stork and Diana Moser, and 3 for Hattie Gross. Owen Dieters rounds out the first half scoring. She has 2. Look at the foul situation for Missouri Baptist. They got a little problem with their team-leading scorer, Jenna Plymail. She's got 8 points tonight, has led them all season long, but has been hampered with 3 fouls and spent a considerable part of that second quarter on the bench. So Plymail has 3. No other player from Missouri Baptist with more than 1. For Benedictine, 2 fouls apiece for Nicole and Kelly Stork. No other Lady Raven with more than 1. Looking quickly at some of the numbers, Benedictine is shooting the ball well. 42% from the floor, 14 to 33. 41% from outside on 9 of 22. And 3 of 5 at the free throw line. For Missouri Baptist, they're hitting 8 of 24. That's a third. 5 of 12 from outside. And really shooting well at the free throw line. 7 of 8. But it's a little bit of a rebound lead. 21-17. Each club with 7 defensive rebounds. But the Ravens have also shown more depth than Missouri Baptist. Missouri Baptist with only 7 points off the bench. And Benedictine, 15 bench points, as the Ravens have probably seen so far from Benedictine. 9 players in the game, along with the starting 5. Hattie's been out there, Kyla Moser, and Grace Dixon. So that all said, a very solid first half for BC here today. And should the Lady Ravens prevail this evening, they would play the winner of the game that is going on right now up in Des Moines, as it is Grandview, the number 3 team in the conference, up against number 6, Peru State. And we'll try to get a little tabs on that as that game probably about to get to halftime. That all said, we'll be back here in the Nolan to bring in the second half of tonight's women's college basketball game. But right now, with that intermission score, Benedictine 40, Missouri Baptist 28. We're kicking it back to Joseph in that world-renowned Care Radio Sports Studio. It's postseason halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Kerr Country Sports Schedule. We've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we will, of course, have Brandon Tadman's High School Coaches Insight Show, where he'll talk to the coaches of ACCHS, JCN, Mar Hill Mount Academy, and, of course, Atchison High. Look forward to Sports Look and, of course, the High School Coaches Insight Show coming to you tomorrow. The rest of the schedule is up in the air right now for Hot Country 93.7. We're in the to-be-announced phase of the year, and I do look forward to at least basketball on Saturday. It looks like it might be a sure thing, but I'm not going to say that too loud. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Taking a look outside at the Heart of America Athletic Conference scores, we have a final to report in the Grandview-Peru State game. It was Grandview 80, Peru State 60. Halftime has come to the other three teams in play right now. Culver Stockton is leading Missouri Valley by 10 points, 41-31. We've got Central Methodist trailing Mid-American Nazarene, with Mid-American Nazarene sitting at 27 points, Central Methodist at 12. And in this game that you're listening to right here at your hometown hit leader, Hot Country 93.7, we got the Benedictine Lady Ravens at 40 points to Missouri Baptist's 28. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance for rain. Lows around 29. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 63. Lows level off around 35. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Friday with highs around 73. 57, slight chance of rain Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we've got showers in the vicinity and radar-indicated showers. However, it is still dry in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 6 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 49%. The feels-like temperature on the skin is 48 degrees out there, dew point 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.74 inches of mercury. As always, it's my pleasure to be with you. We'll be joining Tom Couts in just about a minute and a half or so.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
And welcome back to the Nolan here on the campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, getting set to go to the second half. It is the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament. The Lady Ravens, the number 2 seed, and at home tonight hosting Missouri Baptist out of St. Louis, Missouri. We go to the second half with the Lady Ravens in front, 40-28. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph. He's the guy back in the studio doing all the magical stuff, taking care of us all at halftime and throughout the game. Joseph, thank you very much. Benedictine is going to begin the second half with its original starting five. Riley Bergman and Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork for Missouri Baptist, also their starter, with Paula Ponzole and Abigail Williams, Madison Doran. You're going to get Riley Jansen, and with 3 fouls on her, Jenna Plymail. We'll begin the second half. It'll be Raven basketball. We're back underway. The third quarter has begun. Michaela Bauman leads the Benedictine in scoring as she reeled off 11 in the opening quarter. Now BC's going to turn it over with a pass into the lane. Back up with it will come the Spartans. Missouri Baptist in those navy uniforms with white lettering to trim. The baseline two is up and good from the left side. And Abigail Williams will have the first points of the second half. And she's at double figures. That's her 10th point of the game. And the Ravens lead by 10 at 40-30. 9:20 to play in the third quarter. Here's Bergman for three. It is rather short. Rebounded off the floor. Plymail will bring it up the court herself. Dumps it over to the right side to Jansen. Out on top it goes. The ball is loose on the floor. It's going to be taken away by Dieters. Headlong dive after that basketball. Fantastic effort. And this Lady Raven team comes out, and they are looking very motivated. Here's a lob underneath to Kelly. A shot is up and in, but they're going to wave it off, and there's going to be a foul on Benedictine. A foul on Nicole Stork. It will be her third. It'll be the first foul of the quarter. Nicole is going to check out of the game, and right in is going to come very early. It's going to be Kyla Fitzgerald. Kyla has 5 points so far this evening. Here comes Missouri Baptist. Ravens trap the ball at the top, and they're going to get it away. They double-teamed and pinned the ball up in the corner. Spartans very lucky to be able to escape that. And here's a drive to the left side of the lane. The dish to the baseline with a long two is going to be up and good. Knocking it down, Jenna Plymail, and she has 10. So now two Missouri Baptist players with 10 points each. And the Spartans have begun 4-0 in the third quarter. The Ravens shot misses. It is 40-32. Missouri Baptist absolutely not giving up in this game, and now a pass into the corner. We'll get away, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. Missouri Baptist coming into this game, they are sizzling hot. They're riding a 6-game winning streak. 2 of those 6 wins have come against teams that are in the Hart Championship. They knocked off Missouri Valley 65-53. They beat Central Methodist in a low-scoring 50-49 game. So, Missouri Baptist playing their best basketball at the end of the year, and that's exactly the way Coach Jacobson hoped that that would come together. Here's Kelly with the ball. Comes out on top. The bounce pass into the lane, and it's going to be kicked. The Ravens don't have it in at the baseline. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. That's kind of a break for BC because that thing was down to 6 seconds. So the bounce pass into the lane was kicked, and the Ravens are going to have it in at the baseline. 7:49 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has not yet scored in the second half. They'll bring it into Fitzgerald, and she's going to have it stolen away. Again, the entry pass stepped in front of him by a defender, and here comes Puzzle. Puzzle will feed it over to the left side. The runner misses. Rebound, Brogman. Riley races up the court, weaves it over to the right side, dumps it into the corner where Michaela goes three. Doesn't hit it. The long rebound cleared away by Jansen, and here comes Missouri Baptist. Hazelay will come into the forecourt, works her way to the left side, backs away, 16-footer, knocks it down. 6-0, Missouri Baptist to begin the second half. 40-34, the Lady Raven lead. It was 16. It's now 6. 7 minutes to go. BC has gone the first 3-plus minutes now, the second half with no points. Bergman has it on top. Over to Dieters. Right side Fitzgerald. And underneath to Kelly. She'll back in. Puts it up and missed it. Gets your own rebound. Puts it up and missed it. Got fouled coming to the line. This foul is on. Is it on Plymail? No, it's on Jansen. It will be the second foul for Riley Jansen. And Kelly Stork coming to the line. She is 2 of 4 tonight, has 4 points. The free throw, got it. In each of her first 2 appearances at the line, she hit the first and did not hit the second. So we'll see if she can break that streak. One more shot coming up for the 6'1" freshman, and that one rolls in. It took a moment, but it goes through. 42-34 Benedictine. We're at 6:40 to go in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. And now the Ravens will kick the ball as it's skipped over to the left elbow. Spartans will bring it in from the 28-foot mark on the far side. It'll come into Plymail. She'll lose a handle on it. It's on the floor. Two, three, now four players on the floor. Digging for the basketball. Jump ball called. Possession. Spartans. And now we've got a Spartan player who's a little slow to get up, still on her back out on the court. She's got a couple of teammates up there trying to help her to her feet, and she got a bonk on the head. The question is she okay? Coach has not come out there. The officials have made no move to check on her. And watching her out of the court, I'm just a little concerned. Yeah, now they're going to bring her off the floor, and this is probably a good idea just to see. It's Abigail Williams. Make sure that she's all right. She'll go down to the end of the bench, and the trainer's going to walk with her. And she's saying that somebody threw an elbow and hit me in the forehead. I don't know if that's really what happened, but maybe it felt like that. Spartans with the basketball. Shot clock at 13. Here's a long shot. New rebound. Ravens. Krugman coming up with the ball. Looking over her shoulders. Make sure she's not being closed in on by a defender. Drives all the way to the length of the court. Puts the runner up. Just get it in a one. Riley Brugman at 10 points. The foul is on Plymail, and that is the one that Missouri Baptist did not want to see her pick up. It is her fourth foul, and she's going to exit the game at 6:18 to go in the third quarter. Again, the leading scorer for the Spartans is back off the floor. She averages double-figure scoring, and now the Ravens are going to go to the bench before the free throw, and is it Dieters coming out? No. It's going to be Bauman to check out. And Hattie Gross comes in for Coach Folsom. At the free throw line, looking to complete the conventional three-point play. Riley Brugman, it's up and good. She's a 77.3% free throw shooter. Knocked it down. She has 11. And it is 45-34, Lady Ravens, again with a double-digit lead. And the ball's going to be knocked away by Brugman, but lost out of bounds. Slapping it away from Paula Pazzale. Here's a lob over to the left side on the inbound. Goes into the corner, and the ball nearly stolen away by Brugman. Saved the 16-footer from the left side. No rebound, Kyla Fitzgerald. Benedictine in control of the basketball, leading it 45-34. The feed to the right block. Kelly trying to back in. Gets doubled up. Comes out on top. Hattie Gross will go to the baseline. Can't get a shot away. Out on top to Dieters. Lots of time on the shot clock. The Ravens are in no rush. It'll go back to the left. Fitzgerald, it's online. It is good. Kyla for three. 8 points for Fitzgerald. And it is 48-34. Benedictine now back up to 14 after seeing that lead trimmed to 6. 5 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. Missouri Baptist desperately trying to make a comeback effort. They've gotten it down to a half a dozen before the Ravens push back. And Benedictine is now on an 8-0 run. Here's a shot up missing. Rebound. Hattie Gross to Dieters. The TVL combination. Here's Brugman. Left side goes in. Shoots off the window and knocks it down from the left side. 50-34. Benedictine is now on a 10-0 run. Pass back over to the left side. Mishandled for a moment, but recovering it is going to be Maddie Salisbury for Missouri Valley. Salisbury getting her first PT tonight. 5'9" senior from Malden. Not a lot of people know where Malden, Missouri is. His memory serves is very deep in the Ozarks. Here's a long shot, miss, rebound, Dieters. Benedictine will transition quickly into the forecourt. They give and go to Dieters. She'll put it off the window and draw the foul. It does not go in. But Owen will have a pair of free throws as a whistle is on Orion Anderson. It'll be Anderson's first foul of the game. It'll be team foul three for the Spartans. And before the free throws are shot, we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Taking a break at 4:16 to go in the third. It's a Benedict and Lady Ravens 50, Missouri Baptist 34.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
And the regular season meeting between these two teams, Benedictine forced Missouri Baptist into 23 turnovers, and they turned those 23 turnovers into 34 points off turnovers. And that's something that Benedictine has been doing extremely well, is that Lady Ravens over that last winning streak of 13 games averaged over 21 points a game off turnovers. And they've been very, very good at doing that. They have forced 14 so far tonight. There's a first free throw for Owen Dieter's up and good. Owen's third point of the game. Owen averaging 10.0. And she will knock that one down. She's got four this evening. 52-34. And suddenly the Ravens have taken their largest lead of the game. And Missouri Baptist on the ropes a little bit. BC has scored 12 consecutive. Here's a three. No. Offensive rebound, and the putback is going to be up and in. And that long scoreless streak broken by Missouri Baptist with the first 2 points of the game for Madison Doran. 52-40, Benedictine. We're down to 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Hattie Croons to the basketball up top side. Starts on the left side of the lane. Stops just beyond the free throw line. Gets it over to Michaela. Bauman is back in the game with Kelly Stewart. Michaela Bauman. Owen Dieters, Ronnie Brueggemann, and Hattie Gross. The shot goes up and misses. Hattie comes down with a rebound. A defender reaches in on her before she can put the shot back up and commits a foul. The whistle is going to be on Abby Williams. It'll be her second foul. Spartan team foul four. Benedictine, conversely, only one foul so far in the third quarter. We're at 3:26 to go. Dieters will look to bring it in. Gets it over to Hattie. She'll get beyond her defender, put it up from 12, and didn't get enough on it. It's going to get away and go out of bounds off the Ravens. Again, for Benedictine, Hattie Gross and Riley Brueggemann, Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman, and Kelly Stewart, the five on the floor. Missouri Baptist into the forecourt. Quickly down the right side with it is going to be Doran. Feeds outside the lane, back to Doran. She goes three. It is going to be a little short. Gets her own rebound. Drives across the baseline, her pass out to the top. They'll jump it back underneath. Trying to get a shot away, and they're going to say Michaela, in an effort to steal the ball away, reaches in and slapping it above, picks up a foul. It'll be the second foul of the game for Michaela Bauman. It'll be Benedictine's second foul of the third quarter. Now, Brueggemann comes out of the game and back into the Benedictine lineup. Here comes Diana Mosier. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens leading it 52-36. Cross-court pass batted away, knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again. To the Spartans at the baseline. 16 on the shot clock. Looking it in, and the inbound pass is going to be locked way up high. Jansen will handle it. She'll square up, go for three, very wide to the left side. Dieters boards it down, gets it up to Hattie. Goes, flies into the forecourt. Ravens are going to reverse it back around counterclockwise to the right side. Push it and shove it up top side. The drive underneath, the kick to the corner. Michaela goes three. That won't fall. Rebound. And there's some contact down there, and the official's talking to Kelly. Kelly says, wait a minute. I didn't foul her, and the official comes up and is taking his little time explaining to Kelly Stork how that foul appeared to her. And that'll be Kelly's third foul. So, Kelly Stork out of the game. Michaela Bauman out of the game. Is Benedict going to bring in both? Tyler Fitzgerald and Grace Dixon. 2:25 to go in the third. Spartans with a basketball. Trailing by 16 points. Here's a drive to the free throw line. To the top. The three rattles around, and it's going to go up and in. That was a nice shot from way upstairs by Paula Ponzelay, her second three of the game. 52-39, is that right? We make that score 52-39. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Coach Folsom on his feet. He thought there was a foul happening in the middle, but there was none called. Back down with it. Here comes Missouri Baptist. A little hook shot missing. Rebound, BC, and in an effort to steal it away from Kyler Fitzgerald, we're going to have a Spartan foul. This was going to be on Williams, and it'll be Abby's third. We're down to a minute 42 to go in the third quarter. 52-39. For Benedictine, the third quarter has not seen a lot of offense. In fact, they have, what, 7 points from the floor, but five more at the free throw line, and they're back at the free throw line here again, and that one gets its way in. Kyler Fitzgerald. One more look at it for Kyla, and she'll get them both. Benedictine is 7-7 in the third quarter at the free throw line, 54-39. A minute 42 to go in the third. Pass comes out on top. Kane will bring it into the forecourt, way over in front of the Spartan bench. They'll kick it to the left. A wide open three off the mark. Fitzgerald will rebound it away. Moser up the court. She'll glide down the left side. Works in front of the Benedictine bench. Feeds it to Grace. Back out on top. Brueggemann. Cuts into the lane, feeds it over to Grace, the baseline, oh, it wouldn't quite go. Rebound by Hattie, she'll twist and turn and go up, not fouled. And now we get a whistle from the back side of the play. It'll be Hattie Gross at the line for a couple of shots, having been fouled by Madison Doran. 1:09 to go in the third. Lady Ravens looking to keep their postseason run alive and earn a home game on Saturday. Free throw? No. Hattie with 3 points on an opening quarter three-point shot. Second shot up. Got it. Hattie has four and the Ravens in front 55-39. And we are just over a minute to play third quarter. Missouri Baptist has got a long way to come back. We're at by some 16 right now. Stepping inside and a nice move to the rack. The bucket is good for Jansen and she gets fouled by Grace as she goes by. Dixon collects her second foul and an opportunity at a conventional 3-point play. It'll be Riley Jansen coming to the line. Riley, 5'9 senior from Bartlesville, Illinois. We're going to get Nicole Stork back in pretty quick. That free throw is good. 55-42. So Grace checks out of the game and Nicole comes back in. Nicole Stork, no points yet in the game. Averages over 11. And now the Ravens will turn it over. Here comes Missouri Baptist back down the floor. The feed over to the block. The turn, the shot up the window too strong. Rebound Brueggemann. Riley, blazing speed up the court. works her way to the left, loses the handle for a moment, but able to recover and bring it back out on top to Moser. Again to Brueggemann. 21 seconds to go in the quarter, 15 on the shot clock. Little give and go into the lane. Here's Nicole, kicks it back. Hattie for three. No. Rebound. Brueggemann steals it away and tries to get it to Nicole, who mishandles the ball, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. 7 seconds to play in the third quarter. Missouri Baptist is going to have to hurry. Into the fourth quarter, three. A running three-point shot does not go in, and that brings us to the end of three. We're going to the fourth quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 55, Missouri Baptist 42.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're going to the fourth quarter of this conference quarterfinal game as Benedictine at home hosting the Missouri Baptist Spartans out of St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our man in the studio. Tom Calcetti here courtside, and through three quarters, Benedictine's shooting percentage, not what it was, hitting only 38% of their shots, 17 to 45. Missouri Baptist hitting 33% of their shots, 14 to 43. From the outside, Ravens at 36%, Missouri Baptist at 33. Free throw line, Benedictine 11 to 14, Spartans 8 of 9. You look at some of these numbers and you would think this game was going to be a little even closer than it is right now. As going to the fourth quarter, Benedictine will have the ball and play in midcourt, leading by 13. Welcome back. Head coach Chad Folsom has his original starting five. Brueggemann, Dieter, Thalman, Stork, and Stork. For Benedictine, patience, looking for the right shot. Execution, name of the game here. With a 13-point lead going to the fourth quarter, shot clocks in single digits. Dieters goes to the right side. We get a collision. Kelly Stork is knocked to the ground as Dieters used her screen. And the foul is going to be on Missouri Baptist, Paula Hazele. It'll be her second. And BC will have that shot clock go back to 20. Now the official, have they asked for a towel? They have. They're going to scrub down a little spot out on the floor out there where that collision occurred. 9:34 to go in the game. Michaela will bring it in. She had that huge opening quarter that set the pace, set the tone for this game. Brueggemann out on top. Oh, Nicole will go three. What a shot! Nicole Stork. Her first point of the game coming here at 9:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And she hits the three. 58-42. And as the ball comes into the fourth quarter, they're going to say palming it over. And the Ravens are going to get it back. Abby Williams tells her teammates, that's on me, man. I think was going to pull up her dribble and then change her mind. And had already kind of stopped that dribble. So for the Ravens, back on offense they go. 9 minutes left. Michaela to Owen. Dieters to Brueggemann. Back out Dieters. Looks it over to the right side. And here's another three for Stork. And she'll hit back-to-back threes. Wow! to Nicole Stork, who goes scoreless through three quarters, drains a pair of early fourth-quarter threes. It is 61-42, and Benedictine assumes its largest lead of the game, up 19. Now Missouri Baptist in deep trouble. As the ball into the middle, it's going to be batted away by Kelly. Picked up by Brueggemann. Here comes the Raven offense. The feed underneath, Nicole is going to get fouled, and that will earn her a pair of free throws. The whistle is going to be on Abby Williams. It will be her fourth. So four of the Spartans, both Abby Williams and Jenna Plymail, with four fouls each. First free throw. Yep. Well, Nicole waited a while to get her first points of the game, and then now she's kind of cranked it up, has seven in the first minute and a half of the fourth quarter, making eight. And she's right back almost to her game average at just over 10. 63-42. Benedictine with a 21-point lead now. Here's a Spartan three that misses, and a rebound deep in the corner to Owen Dieters. And Dieters comes up the floor. Defender reaches in to try to steal it away. And now Missouri Baptist, just a little frustration. It'll be foul number two for Paula. Puzzle will pick up the foul as the 5'6 senior from Latvia has really been great for her team. She runs that club at a point. Everything pretty much goes through her. And we're inside 8 minutes to go. The feed underneath. The pass to the right. The sidestep by Dieters. The shot blocked. A foul on the block. And Benedictine again coming to the free throw line. This time it'll be Owen. This is going to be the third foul for Madison Doran. Two free throws for Owen Dieters. First one gets it. Owen, you would think would be a really fantastic free throw shooter, but actually a 59% shooter on the season. Second one does not go in. I don't mean to have hexed her with that, but it doesn't go in. And now a scrum for the basketball, and players tumbling all over the floor. And now we're going to take a timeout. Joseph taking a break at 7:44 to go in the game. Benedictine leading 64-42.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. I'm going to tell you what, coming off the floor very slowly, Abby Williams, and I was kind of surprised to see her back on the floor. She took a pretty hard bump to the forehead a little earlier and was down on the floor, but they saw fit that she was okay to put her back out there, and she's taken another bump to the head as she went to the floor, and now with a person on each side of her, they help her off the court. And I would suggest that the 5'10 senior from Godfrey, Illinois, is probably going to just ride this one out on the bench. So here we go. We're in a little bit of a timeout here. Welcome back there to the Norman Gymnasium. Here's what's going on. Thank you. The winner of this game, and Benedictine leads by 22 with 7:44 to go, will play Saturday. If it is Benedictine, it will be right back here in the Nolan Gym. And they will be playing against either Grandview or Peru State. So not knowing for sure how either one of those are going. I'll see if I can establish that. And Benedictine right now is, if they're playing a home game, it would be slated, like all the games are, slated to be a 7 o'clock game, but I would not hold my breath for that, as I would expect maybe these two teams to, or if Benedictine hosts, to request the time for that game be changed. So, is because here's the deal for Benedictine, it is like one of the big weekends of the year. It is the big ball that they have every spring. And so, with a lot of fans and coaches and players and people involved who would like to be a part of that, I would suspect they would try to alter that time. And if we hear, if somebody tells us about a time change, we will absolutely keep you in the loop about that. So there you go. And we're still, the officials are having a little confab out there on the floor. I think they're trying to check to see, and I don't think there is any, but I think they're going to check to see if there's any malice involved in that. That contact on the floor a little bit ago. But we'll see about all of that. I am having the absolute worst time getting the conference website to work. Honest to goodness. But anyway, I give up. 7:44 to go in the ball game. 64-42. Ravens in front. And now they're going to come over, I guess, and share with us if there's anything happening here. Don't see anything much happening. Sixty-four-42, 7:44 to go, and there is going to be a foul on Benedictine, maybe a technical foul. Joe Baptist coming to the free throw line, and nobody on the other end of the court with Jenna Plymail, who hits the first shot for her 11th point of the game. It is going to be a flagrant foul on Nicole Stork. Second free throw is good. So Nicole will pick up her fourth foul. And the two free throws are going to be good by Plymail. And it will be Spartan basketball. And incredibly, they bring it in from midcourt into the forecourt, which is odd. Usually you go back into the backcourt to give yourself a little room, but they bring it in the forecourt. And here's a shot up, missing, and we'll have a Benedictine foul. Maybe the officials are going to start calling this thing really tight down the stretch here. Wouldn't be a surprise. The foul is Kyla Fitzgerald's first, and it'll be Benedictine's second. Ravens are going to be out of the court with Brigham and Dieters, Fitzgerald, Bauman, and Kelly Stork, Nicole Stork, out. Free throw. Good. And 6 points for Riley Jansen. 4-4 at the free throw line and a 2-point shot. This free throw rolls in. She's got 7. 64-46. Benedictine leading in the game and coming into the forecourt. Dieters will bounce to Kelly. She'll go up from the left side for the left hand and miss the shot. And a rebound is going to be swept away. Spartans outlet all the way down the floor. Easy layup. Going to be missed. Rebound cleared away by Brueggemann. She gets fouled in the backcourt. And that is 5 for Jenna Plymail. So she's going to foul out with 7:13 to play in the game with 12 points. And so Missouri Valley, trailing by 18, is now down two starters. So that does not help in the comeback effort. And also, with less than 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, Benedictine's already in the bonus. And Brueggemann will hit the first free throw. Her 14th point of the game. One more shot, Riley, and 15 for Riley Brueggemann. And here's a, this is what she does every game. She scores 15, 20, 23, you know. And she had no points in the opening quarter. The Spartans really shut her down. Here's a baseline three. It's going to be up and good for Missouri Baptist. And Madison Doran, who the crowd has been riding all night long, knocks down that three. Give them a little thumbs up, and hey, I got one. And the Ravens come into the forecourt. We're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a timeout with Coach Folsom at 6:48 to go in the game. Lady Ravens with a comfortable lead. Benedictine 66, Spartans 49.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Breakdown here at the Nolan Gymnasium. They've hung on and they're having a good time. And why wouldn't you? With 6:48 to play in the ballgame, the Lady Ravens leading at 66-49 over Missouri Baptist. And Benedictine is in the bonus. Missouri Baptist is over the foul limit. For BC, Riley Brueggemann now your leading scorer with 15. Kind of a Gerald 14. Michaela Bauman 11. Benedictine still not shooting any kind of a blazing number. 39% from the floor. 40% from three-point range. Missouri Baptist 15-46. 33% from the floor and 35% from three. Free throws. This game has drug on a little bit because we have had 33 combined free throw shots. And we're going to have a bunch more. I'm going to just give you the heads up here. Here's Brueggemann. Comes out on top. Here's Bauman. Give her three more. Michaela with 14. And it's 69-49. With 6.5 to go. Kicking it off on top. Spartans. They'll bounce it into the lane. No one down there. An absolutely uncontested layup for Riley Jansen. 69-51. 6 minutes to play. And Benedictine on the upcourt pass will turn it over. Back into the lineup for the Spartans, Arion Anderson. So Anderson comes in, taking out Audrey Payne. And here comes Missouri Baptist. They'll walk into the forecourt. Ravens will pick up defensively there. They'll dish to the corner, back to the elbow, to the top for three. What a shot! Nicely done by Anderson. Her second three of the game. And Benedictine into the forecourt. Right side, Dieters. For BC, I would suspect being very patient is going to be part of the game plan here with 5.5 minutes left and a 15-point lead. They're spinning in. The shot, Brueggemann. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound, Kelly. The follow is in. The crowd was delighted. Brueggemann put on a highlight reel spin move into the lane, but then the shot just wouldn't quite roll in. Kelly Stork has six, and a shot from underneath is going to be missed and rebounded back down by Fitzgerald. Here comes Benedictine. Brueggemann races up the court, slides down the right side, comes out on top to Kyla, now to Owen. Dieters skips it to Kelly. She backs in, twists left-handed layup, no. Defended by Jansen, and here comes Missouri Baptist at 4:50 to play. Over to the right side. The dish back into the corner. An uncontested three. Got it! From deep in the right side, a three-point shot knocked down by Anderson. She has just hit a pair. And here comes Bergman. Ravens have some numbers. Riley will spin, fall away, shoot, miss, got fouled, comes to the line. We're going to get a timeout right here. Taking a break. 4.5 minutes to play in the game. It's Benedictine 71, Missouri Baptist 57.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. While we're away, Riley Bergman coming to the line, hits a couple of free throws, and the Ravens lead goes back to 73-57. A shot on the other end, up a good by Pazile. She's got 10. 73-59, Benedictine. And the ball stolen back by Missouri Baptist. They're fighting in this one. I'll give them a lot of credit. And the crossbar pass stolen. Benedictine back up the floor with the ball. Nicole Stork has come back in with her 4 fouls. Hattie Gross is out there with Brueggemann, Grace Dixon, Diana Moser. And now we'll have a foul and free throws coming up again for the Lady Ravens. 3:47 remaining. Bergman, who's 5 of 5 at the free throw line, is 17 points now. Kelly will come back in for Grace. Free throws coming up for Bergman. The 5'8 junior from Lenexa. Free throws up and good. I think Riley just had a birthday this week. Didn't I see that somewhere? I believe I saw that. Second free throw. Perfect. 75-59. Benedictine by 16. 3.5 minutes to play. Back over to the right side. The drive is an underhand shot blocked by Moser. Rams are going to rebound it down. Into the forecourt to Moser with a little over-the-shoulder outlet pass. Diana passes up the uncontested three right in front of Coach Folsom because I'm sure he said slow it down. She would have liked to have taken that shot. And now she'll take the three this time. And it's going to be a wee bit off the mark. Just a little. And it's going to go out of bounds. 3:09 to play. Spartans will put it in play. And back up it will come. Anderson. Orion Anderson is stolen by Bergman. She'll break it down the court. It's one-on-one, in, up, good. Bergman, 2 more. After not scoring in the opening quarter, Riley has really stepped on the gas. And now the ball stolen. Bergman turns, twists, shoots, missed it. Rebound. Spartan. I think Coach Folsom would have rather she burned a little time, but instead, on the other end, the three is up and missing. Missouri Baptist loses the ball, and it's going to rescue it way out on top just before it gets into the backcourt. Anderson has it. Driving underneath. There's a lot of contact. Players fall hard to the floor. Kelly Stewart hits the hardwood for Benedictine. Maddie Dorn for Missouri Baptist. And it will be a foul by Kelly, and it is her fourth. So the Stork sisters are out on the floor with a combined 8 fouls. 2 minutes and 25 seconds left. At the free throw line, it's going to be Dorn. Knocks it down. And here we go with Madison Dorn. the 5'9 junior from Springfield, Illinois. She is a crowd favorite. Second one, no. Rebound, Brueggemann. Is that where the Simpsons are from? Is that Springfield, Illinois? Are the Simpsons from Springfield, Illinois? No, the Simpsons, I think, maybe? I don't know. I never watch it, but you can't not have heard about it. Anyway, neither here nor there. 2 minutes left in the game, and Ravens are going to nearly lose it, but save it nicely. Out on top, Dieter. Shot clock at 4, 3, 2. The shot is a buzzer. Desperation shot. They're going to go, no. Shot clock violation. Spartans will inbound it in front of the Raven bench. 1:50 to go. Benedictine is going to be right back here Saturday. And we're going to be here with them. We will keep you posted as to the tip-off time and the opponent as soon as that all becomes clear. The ball goes into the lane, into the corner, a wide-open, uncontested three. Nope. Brueggemann clears it. Here comes Riley. Flying up the floor. She'll go to the left side to Hattie. And we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be on. Who is it going to be on? It's going to be on Jansen. I've got three for Riley Jansen. And to the chagrin of the Raven fans, Madison Doran comes off the floor. They hate to see her go. As that happens, we're going to have a timeout taken. Ravens are going to kind of draw up the plans for this last minute and a half. We're taking a break. 1:29 to go in the game. Benedictine, big win here tonight coming up. Ravens 77, Spartan 60.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Making her way back out of the court for Benedictine. Kelly Stork and Nicole Stork. Hattie Gross, Owen Dieter. Those two standing side by side looking like friends, but when they were in high school, they weren't. Those two teams, those two played against one another. Those two played against one another a lot. The free throw here by Brueggemann is up and good. A couple of great programs that they have come from. Riley knocks down a free throw. One more coming, and she will get that one. And Riley Brueggemann lighting it up. 22 points. Oh, wow. Thank you. The other three games are finals. Shot's got to be blocked by Nicole Stork. Here comes Benedictine. So the Ravens will be at home with Grandview Saturday, and Mid-America will host Culver Stockton. So, 1, 2, 3, 4 have come through in the quarterfinals of the conference postseason tournament. 1 minute to play. Brueggemann will go in, go up, shoot, and score. Wow, what a game she's had. After nothing in the opening quarter, Riley Brueggemann, what, 25 maybe now? Got to do some math. Got to add up all those free throws. There's a shot up missing, and Ravens coming up the floor. Half a minute to go in the game, shot clock at 26, so BC just working it around, way out on top. Winding the time down. Letting the air out of the ball, as they say. 11 on the shot clock. Here's Nicole, will turn, miss it. And back up to Spartans. 10 seconds left. Brueggemann steals it. Gets it out to Dieters, and we're going to get a foul And Missouri Baptist, I got to tell you, Orion Anderson is really unhappy that Brueggemann stole that ball. Orion puts her up into the stand. Her teammates have come over to grab Anderson and help her from the floor. And it is no fun in that. The senior from California is a little miffed that Brueggemann stole that ball from her with 5 seconds left. Oh, my. Now the assistant coaches are getting involved in kind of helping bring Anderson back a little bit. And if this is what the officials are doing now, they're coming over to the video, and here's what happened. So Anderson has the ball. We're down to the last 10 or 12 seconds of the game. She had the ball coming up the floor, and Brueggemann just kind of snuck in and steals the ball from her, up 21 points. And I thought maybe Missouri Baptist coming down the floor and throw up a long shot at the last moment. Well, Brueggemann steals it from Anderson, who took real offense at that steal. And Ravens are just going to run the clock out. They were not going to take a shot. And as I'm watching the basketball, there apparently was some issue between Anderson and Brueggemann. And now they're trying to give it a little look-see. Here's the thing. It just doesn't much matter with 5 seconds to go in a 21-point game. And no, there is no punishment you can enact on Orion Anderson. She's a senior in the last 5 seconds of her last game. So I guess we applaud the officials for officiating this thing all the way down to the wire. And I should think they would just want to put the ball in play and get this thing ended, but I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see what they decide. And 5.1. If we're going to get really precise, 5.1 seconds left. And so what are we going to have for a call here? It's going to be an ejection. And so Anderson is getting hugs from all of her teammates, kind of making a circle, and she's been asked to go to the locker room. So Orion Anderson will make her way off the floor, and that's always kind of sad. Hate to see that. Few tears as the senior wraps it up. And now, after that technical, Brueggemann will be at the free throw line for a couple of shots. First one, yeah. One more shot, and Brueggemann's 11 of 11 at the free throw line tonight. And it will be Benedictine basketball with 5 seconds left. You'd like to think they just roll this thing into the backcourt or something and nobody get banged up. It'll come into Dieters. She'll go across the timeline. I wouldn't even have done that. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Benedictine, 83. Missouri Baptist, 60. We'll be back and summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
All right, here we are back with you in the Nolan Gymnasium as the crowd begins to file toward the gate. And the Lady Ravens winning it tonight, 83-60. It's one of those games that Missouri Baptist came over here. Battle really tough. I mean, they had a lead early in the ball game. It was kind of back and forth for first maybe 5 or 6 minutes of the game. Benedictine put together a 5-point lead at the end of the opening quarter, pushed that to 13 at the end of the half, then got that to 17 at the 20 at the end of three quarters, and it kind of cruised along to this 83-60 victory. Recap of the scoring for you, first of all, for Missouri Baptist. 12 players at double digits. So, Plymail led the way with a dozen. 10 for Hosley, Williams, and Anderson. 9 tonight for Jansen. Dorn with a half a dozen and 3 for Audrey Payne coming in off the bench. For Benedictine. Wow, what a game. For Riley Brueggemann. Riley leads his team in scoring. Did it again tonight. 27 points. And she did not score at all in the opening quarter because Missouri Baptist had the right game plan. You take that leading scorer and you keep her off the board. Neither she nor Nicole Stork got any points in the opening quarter, but 27 when it was all said and done for Riley Brueggemann. And by the way, part of that was going 11 of 11 at the free throw line. Following her, double digits also for Michaela Bauman, who had 11 in the opening quarter. She had 14 tonight. Four threes for Michaela. Kyla Fitzgerald committed off the bench in double figures also with 10 tonight for Benedictine. Looking at the rest of the Ravens scoring, just 8 apiece, it looks like, for Kelly Stork and Nicole Stork. Owen Dieters with 5, Hattie Gross 4, Diana Moser 4 for Benedictine tonight. As the Lady Ravens end up 23-57, hitting 41% of their shots. They were 13-32 from outside, and at the free throw line, 24 of 28. These two teams are fantastic, by the way, at the free throw line. Benedictine 24 of 28. Missouri Baptist 13 of 15. So 86 and 87% respectively for those two teams. Ravens forced 21 turnovers and turned it over 18 times themselves. And so for the Lady Ravens, a nice win. They collect their 23rd victory of the season. Move to 23-6. Missouri Baptist will wrap it up here tonight on the road, 13-14. For Benedictine, here's how it shakes out. Is again, as I mentioned a little bit ago, the 4 top seeds all came through tonight. Mid-America beat Central Methodist. It was Culver over Missouri Valley. Grandview beats Peru State and Benedictine winning it here. So on Saturday, Grandview will be here in the Nolan Gymnasium. And I suspect there could easily be a game time change. So we're going to keep you posted for that. Keep an ear out right here on KARE 93.7. And we will keep you posted. They tell us, we'll tell you. How about that? And then the other game, it will be Mid-America hosting Culver Stockton. So that will be the number one and number four teams getting together right there. Hey, we got to thank you for joining us tomorrow night. Tomorrow's Thursday. You know what that means? Sports look, you bet. Join Gus and me for that right after Brian Hagan's comprehensive evening report. It'll be wrapped up, you know, maybe 5:20-ish or so, depending on what all things are happening in and around the Care Listening area. So after the evening report, Sports Look, we'll cover all of the things going on with high schools. And, man, there are sub-states and stuff going on. We're going to get you up to speed with all of that in the smaller divisions and kind of catch up with where the Phoenix are going to shake out and all of this. And so much more. So join us, Sports Look, tomorrow night on Care Radio. Got to thank you for having joined us. Final score again here this evening in the Nolan Gymnasium. It was Benedictine 83, Missouri Baptist, Lady Spartans 60. Until we greet you next time. For Joseph, he's the guy doing all the work back in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, appreciate you, man. Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at msdsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSD Sports Radio Network.